Over the weekend, one of the most prominent players named in the report on doping in baseball admitted using what's now a banned substance. New York Yankees pitcher Andy Pettitte said he's used human growth hormone in 2002 to recover from an injury. Growth hormone wasn't banned in baseball until 2005. And the Baltimore Orioles became the first team to publicly criticize the report. The Orioles urged the public not to judge the players named based on what the Orioles called unsubstantiated allegations. Nearly 90 players were linked to banned drugs in the report, which followed a 20-month investigation into doping in baseball by former Senator George Mitchell. Joining us now is Major League Baseball executive Bob Dupay. He's baseball's chief operating officer. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
A number of players stepped up over the weekend to admit responsibility for their part in this scandal. Baseball executives haven't really done that yet. Are you ready to step up today and admit some responsibility for this?
I think baseball executives have acknowledged what Senator Mitchell said in his report, that there was a collective failure to recognize the warning signs. There's no question that beginning in 1998, when the collective consciousness of this became more readily apparent, that the commissioner and other executives stepped up and began taking action immediately. But we accept what Senator Mitchell has said in his report, no question.
What about the accusation that baseball executives were slow to respond because steroids launched an era of home run derbies that brought paying fans to the game?
Yeah, I don't accept that at all. Remember, in 1992, the owners were presented with a report that said that steroids was not a significant issue in the game. And in 1994, we proposed steroids and drug testing for the first time in a collective bargaining cycle, and the union said no. And the next time we bargained was in 2002, and again, beginning in 98. With the institution of a program in the minor leagues, with medical research being done at Harvard on the effects of Andro when that was discovered in Mark McGuire's locker, and with laying the foundation for bargaining in 2002, I think the record speaks for itself from that point on.
Statistical records, like the home run record, are so important to the game. They define greatness, really. Records are now called into question across the board because of the steroids era, and I wonder how baseball is going to address that issue.
Yeah, I think that's the saddest part of all of this, John, because as you know, baseball is a transgenerational game. Grandfathers bring their granddaughters, grandmothers bring their grandsons to games and talk about records that were set in their era, and we sell the integrity of the game on the field, and I think that's what's so critical about having received Senator Mitchell's report and now some of the players coming forward and acknowledging what Senator Mitchell has said. We need to turn the corner on the use of steroids in the last decade. We believe we have a testing program in place that is working. We accept the recommendations that Senator Mitchell has made with regard to moving forward and improving the program. And we want to convince our fans that the records that are going to be set by the next generation of players can be held up against the records of any generation.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Bob Dupay is the chief operating officer for Major League Baseball.